check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Welcome one and all to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Today was the last day of this year's Supreme Court session. It's been a real roller coaster ride in that I am nauseous and scared we're all going to die. In the last week alone, the justices have weakened the separation of church and state, overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down 109-year-old New York law limiting guns in public, and today they dropped a ruling that limits the EPA's regulation of carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. What are you thinking, Supreme Court? It's the Environmental Protection Agency. If they can't limit emissions, then the agency can't protect the environment. They're going to have to change what the P stands for. Maybe Environmental Punch Dolphins in the Taint Agency. And the conservative majority, that graphic took me by surprise a little bit. I believe that was non-consensual on the Dolphins' part. The conservative majority knows how dangerous this is, especially Chief Justice Roberts, seen here looking at the Supreme Court's poll numbers. In his opinion, Justice Roberts writes, capping carbon dioxide emissions at a level that will force a nationwide transition away from the use of coal may be a sensible, quote, solution to the crisis of the day, but a decision of such magnitude and consequence rests with Congress itself. Hey, Johnny Bobby, this is an emergency. You don't stand on the side of the pool watching somebody drown and say, oh, well, actually, Mr. Lifeguard, you can't jump in and save him because I saw you eat less than half an hour ago, okay? There are rules. In her Elmo song. La, 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 la. In her scathing dissent, Justice Kagan writes, the court appoints itself instead of Congress or the expert agency, the decision maker on climate policy. I cannot think of many things more frightening. Really? Have you seen their other decisions? With these maniacs in charge, our only hope is that the smokestacks put on a condom. Now, there was some not terrible Supreme Court news today because Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in as the court's first black female justice. Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree. Jackson swearing in means that the Supreme Court, for the first time, will have 4 female justices among its 9 members. That's pretty great. That's pretty solid. And in solidarity, Amy Coney Barrett bought them all matching outfits. Now, it's a nice gesture. It was a nice gesture, though. Justice Jackson credits 3 factors with her success: hard work, big breaks, and tough skin, as opposed to the 3 factors of Brett Kavanaugh's success.
Beer, beer, too many beers.
The man, remember him? Remember him? Remember that guy? Remember that guy. The man who appointed Justice Jackson missed her big moment because President Biden was in Europe today, wrapping up a NATO summit with a big announcement.
We've invited 2 new members to join NATO. It was a historic act. Finland and Sweden.
Finland and Sweden are joining NATO. If they make it through Pledge Week. Scandinavian leaders, you will be paddled by Jens Stoltenberg. I am going to paddle your butt until it's so swollen and shiny I can see my face in it. Come on, the plebs. Of course, Biden being Biden, he briefly announced a 3rd new member.
Some of the American press will remember when I got a phone call from the leader of Finland saying, could he come and see me? We got on the telephone. He suggested we call the leader of Switzerland. Switzerland, my goodness, I'm getting really anxious here about expanding NATO. Oh, Sweden.
Sweden. Sweden, Switzerland. Sweden, Switzerland, Swaziland, Swallows and Capistrano. The important thing, we got some new palookas coming down the line are really looking to know their onions. I mean, the meatballs. Anyway, welcome Sweden and Furby. I mean, Finland. Mamma Mia, here we go again. Bork, bork, bork. The NATO summit was right after the annual meeting of the G7. The Russian invasion of Ukraine was on everyone's mind. In fact, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson jested that G7 leaders could take their clothes off to show that we're tougher than Putin. Oh, my God, Boris. Stop trying to start parties. Let's all take our clothes off. It's okay. It's a work summit. Last one on the hot tub is a damp pasty. Come on, Olaf. Don't you want to find out if the thatched roof matches the haystack? I don't.
It's a disturbing image.
In response, Canadian Premier Justin Trudeau joked that Western leaders could try to match Putin's naked torso pictures with a bare-chested horseback riding display. Yes, because that's how you show the Russians who's boss. Who could forget the Potsdam Conference when Harry Truman intimidated Stalin with a nip slip? Give him hell, Harry. Putin wasn't amused by the comments. Today, Putin responded, I don't know how they wanted to get undressed, above or below the waist, but I think it would be a disgusting sight in any case. Below the waist, so Boris is Johnson. I was very gentle. I was very gentle. Thank you very much, Joseph. And I'll have you know that many G7 leaders are actually very fit. I mean, who doesn't want to see Emmanuel Macron take his shirt off and then maybe that sweater he's got on under that shirt? Man goes through a lot of conditioner. Vlad continued, to look good, it's necessary to stop abusing alcohol and other bad habits, do physical exercise, and take part in sports. Sorry to inform you, Vlad, but Boris Johnson plays sport. Is Wimbledon started? Wimbledon's happening, right? Wimbledon's going on, right? It's summertime, and the hottest trend is figuring out what to do in the wake of the Supreme Court's elimination of bodily autonomy. So let's head to the bathing suit area for The Late Show's new segment, Crotch Watch. Overturning Roe might not be the Supreme Court's only kick to your groin, because in a concurring opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas said the court should also revisit decisions on the right to contraception, the right of gay couples to marry, and the overturning of sodomy laws, which, among other things, would ban oral sex. And in response, I just want to say, Clarence Thomas can suck it. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. That I want to encourage that. With contraception on the judicial crosshairs, folks are taking their genitals into their own hands, with men rushing to get vasectomies and then very slowly walking home from them. According to one urologist, before the Supreme Court's ruling, he received 4 or 5 vasectomy requests a day. But since the decision, that number has spiked to 12 to 18. It makes sense. The most effective forms of birth control for men are abstinence and vasectomies. They have a similar result, but there's a vast difference. Those really, really.
Yeah, the rare double.
There you go. Someone went to health class. Those patient numbers are from Doug Stein, a Florida urologist known as the vasectomy king. Oh, I love vasectomy king. They have way better fries than Sack Donald's. Next up on news from downtown, a 72-year-old American has become the first person in the world diagnosed with a whistling scrotum. Why was his scrotum whistling? He couldn't remember the words. Apparently, that's from downtown. That joke is from way downtown. Apparently, the Ohio man was quickly sent to a hospital after he complained of a hissing noise coming from his genitalia, leading women to ask, is that a snake in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Or third option, are your genitals hissing? After taking some scans, doctors discovered his lungs had collapsed, causing a buildup of air inside his body, which was escaping through an open wound on the left side of his scrotum. When he heard the diagnosis, his scrotum went... That's quality, Jeff.
That's a good one. That's a
quality joke. That's
pretty
good one, isn't it?
Pretty good.
There you go. That's pretty good. There you go. Last up in the crotches we're watching, an Austrian man has contracted super gonorrhea. It's extremely hard to diagnose because it looks like normal gonorrhea until it takes off its glasses. Apparently... Look, up on the sky. Apparently, the man got it after having unprotected sex on vacation, and it's not just a pesky souvenir because scientists are saying super gonorrhea poses a major global public health threat. And that's why we here at The Late Show have written a sing-along PSA to raise awareness. A 5, 6, 7, 8. Super gonorrhea, now I've got a giant testy. It's a super strain, so penicillin will not help me. It feels like my junk just got sucked into a vacuum cleaner. Super gonorrhea, super really hurts my wiener. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Heidi Klum.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
First guest this evening is a model and Emmy Award-winning television host you know from America's Got Talent, Germany's Next Top Model, and Making the Cut. Please welcome to The Late Show, Heidi Klum!
I'm so excited to be here because you've never invited me ever. This is my first time,
I don't
you
know
guys.
Whether I've never invited you. Maybe you've never accepted the invitation before. Well, I'm not
I
sure who's to blame
would.
Here.
I always would.
I always wanted to talk to you. I feel like we've met before somewhere, like backstage at the Emmys or something.
That's
we
possible.
Rubbed shoulders or something.
And
I've
you
seen
had
you in the...
lots of makeup on your shoulder.
Shoulder
and
exactly.
Me.
Uh-huh. I know I've seen you in the wild.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I see you on TV all the time, so I feel like I know you.
Well, this is my natural habitat.
But you yes. look great in person, too, of course.
Thank you. You look fantastic in person. This is a really good interview so far.
Thanks.
Now, you're a host and a judge, but you're no stranger to competition yourself because you started modeling by winning a modeling contest
in 1992.
Happy 30th anniversary of starting your modeling career.
Thank you.
What were the first modeling gigs you got?
Ooh, I did one commercial for Swatch watches. I did one where it was for a bra. I think it was Wonder Bra or something like that, where it was not my face, unfortunately. It was just my breast and my hands. I did a lot of hand modeling then. And then
it Wait a second.
It was opening
on the
front.
They hired you to be a hand model?
And breasts.
And breasts, okay.
Hands and breasts. It was for a bra.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Hands and breasts. So I was supposed to open the clasp in the front. Yes. It was not a back closure, front closure. And sure. as I open it, and it opens, and then the TV goes, and the TV breaks. But that was it. No head, nothing else. It was just this board.
When yeah. at what point were you allowed to use your skull?
A few years after that.
Really?
Yeah.
It took a few years to go like, yeah. that's good too.
But then I never left, so I'm still here, so that's good. I started here, moved my way up to here.
Now, but let's move down for a moment, because
somewhere.
Is it true that your legs are insured by Lloyd's of London?
Yes.
How
not
much?
Anymore, not anymore.
Oh no, they were?
It was 2 million, but it was...
Wait, 2 million? One, 2 million a leg or one
no,
per leg?
No, so this one leg was way more expensive than the other leg. I think this one was maybe only like 700,000, and this one was like, you know,
1.3.
Yeah. Because I have a little scar on this leg when I fell into a glass. See it?
Oh, hideous. Absolutely hideous.
Can you believe that?
Yeah,
do
that's
you
a $300,000 of damage
yeah,
right
look
there.
At that. Look at that.
How did that happen?
I fell in a glass because I wasn't listening. I was young. Obviously, we'd never listen. I still don't. So I was running around the table. It was my parents had a party. No, outside with lots of friends and everything. And they said, stop running around the table because there's all these glasses everywhere. Boom, knack, 7 stitches later, and also $700,000 leg. Versus...
Still pretty pricey.
But it wasn't me. It was a client that did that, you know?
Oh, who insured your legs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what would have to happen for you to... get them something bad?
I really don't know. It was like an epilator, you know, that was the job.
Oh,
so this client,
take the hair off your legs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they insured my legs.
That's nice. I'm ready to be insured.
They're not insured anymore.
Any part of me could
be
insured.
Many, many moons ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, Project Runway, hosting that for 16 seasons.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes, 16 seasons. And now, third season of Making the Cut.
Yes.
Okay, so. It's a fashion design
it's
reality
a design
show.
It's a competition show, yeah.
Now, how does Making the Cut differ from Project Runway?
Well, the good news is, I have many good news, but I'm still with my TV husband, with Tim Gunn, who I love so dearly. I mean, 16 years we did Project Runway together, and now 3 years Making the Cut. What is different is that now, actually, all of you can shop the beautiful clothes that are being made on the show. So, you know, they have a very short time, and I give them a challenge. And then they have to, you know, sometimes they have 1 day or 2 days to make this assignment. And then we have a winning look, and that look you can buy on Amazon because my show is on Amazon Prime. So you can then immediately
it's like,
see it,
I like
you
those
love
pants,
it.
Or I like that blouse, or whatever like that, and I can go then buy it.
Exactly.
What's Tim Gunn like in reality? Because I think he's just a treasure. He's so calming. He's like just a warm bath to listen to.
Yeah. He is, and I don't understand half the things he says, so we get along great. Like, he has so many words, like, I just learned one the other day, titillating. I thought it had something to do with something else, but actually
sometimes,
it's not a naughty thing to say.
Sometimes it does have to do with that, depending on what you're into.
And I was like, Tim, I don't think we can say that. And he's like, of course we can say titillating, it has nothing to do with that. So I was like, that's amazing. So he always teaches me new words.
What, does he get embarrassed? Does he turn like pink?
About me, you mean?
No, well, like when he gets like angry or embarrassed, does he turn pink? Because he looks like a guy who would blush very easily.
Yeah, and he does not wear any makeup. Like he is not into.
He doesn't?
No.
Wow.
No.
What's his
regimen?
What's his regimen?
On all of this, like he just shows up.
Does he just exfoliate because he looks polished?
No, he just, I don't know. He just feels like it's not for him. He doesn't want to do it.
Wow.
No foundation, no powder, nothing. Because normally people on TV, men and women usually wear. And
yeah, I never wear makeup, so I wouldn't. We have a clip here. What do we need to know about the two of you? We're out in the desert someplace?
Ooh, yeah, we're out in the desert. So this is a challenge about festival wear. And what the designers always have to do, they have to do one really kind of like an haute couture, over-the-top fantasy outfit. And then the second look is always, you know, the look that you then hopefully can buy on Amazon.
So ready
only
to wear.
Only one always wins.
Okay.
So, yeah, here we're in the desert, and they are making festive wear.
Jim?
Tim, I'm so into this desert vibe for our runway show today.
Well, Heidi, as you know, I'm much more of a city person, but this is breathtaking.
It really is. Welcome to our fashion show.
We are at Vasquez Rocks in the high desert of California. It has been a Hollywood filming location since 1905. How fabulous is that?
Love it.
I mean, it does look like we're in Hollywood. It looks like this was a green screen, doesn't it? But
now,
it was real.
So you're wearing basically a turtleneck long sleeve dress
in the middle
of the desert.
Dolce & Gabbana, how amazing is it?
Yes, but
it was amazing.
But you're in the middle of the desert wearing a turtleneck long sleeve dress.
But also,
how much were you sweating underneath there?
You also know this is television, right? And things are not in sequence. So, you know, we filmed this many, many moons ago, and in the desert, it is freezing. So
at night it's freezing, but isn't it hot?
Yeah, no. When we were filming this, I want to say November or December we were filming this.
Okay. I don't know. It must be high desert, something like that.
It is cold out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's cold in the morning and it gets really cold at the end of the day, yeah.
We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will find out Heidi's secret talent.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with burgeoning hand model Heidi Klum. Ninth season, America's Got Talent as well. You do too many jobs. You really have to take a rest.
I have just too much fun.
America's Got
Talent is so much fun. It is so much fun. I have the best time. I mean, you know, I'm sitting next to Sophia. I mean, she's the best. We have the best time. And then you just never know who comes onto that stage. And everyone is just more amazing than the next. And some are not amazing. And they're also a lot of fun.
I like when you don't know, like, you're completely surprised by the talent. That's what I like. When, like,
yes.
What is this going to be? And then they just blow you out of the water.
Yeah.
You're a multi-talented person. You sing, you model, you design. Do you have a secret talent?
Ooh. Well, I can make myself not sweat in the face. I will sweat like crazy here where you can't see it, but I will tell myself, don't sweat in the face right now because I don't want to have a shiny face.
Wait a second. Let's find out a little bit. I want to dig in here just a little bit. How do you tell yourself? What do you say to your face? Because I need that skill. I sweat in the face.
Tell myself, don't sweat in the face.
And when did you discover you could do this?
I guess it's through modeling, because when you're out and about, because they come all the time and they will put that powder puff in your face.
Sure, those little pieces of paper, stuff like that, yeah.
And then it's like this. So I'm like, don't sweat in the face. And I just tell myself not to sweat in the face. And then I sweat everywhere where you don't see it. That's my talent. It's hidden because I don't show it.
Brava.
Thank you.
Heidi, it was lovely to meet you. Thank you so much
for
coming on. Season 3 of Making the Cut premieres August 19th on Prime Video. It's Heidi Klum, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.